Vanderbilt, a very impressive performance today over the Ole Miss Rebels. They win it by a final score of 71-61. Commodores actually led by as much as 20 in the final moments of the game. Shot almost 67% from the field in the second half, 55% for the game. Out-rebound the Rebels 37-34. And just another balanced performance as everybody really contributed today, especially in that second half. Ole Miss made a little run, got it to 7 at one point after trailing by as much as 19. But the Commodores had answers with players like Goulburn making big baskets to help extend that lead back out to the final margin. Coach Kevin Stallings will join us here in just a moment. It's interesting. You never really quite know after playing a Thursday night game how this team was going to react, having to turn right around and play on an early Saturday game, especially not knowing what the injury situation with a couple of these players was going to be. And they came out of the gate red hot, opened up a 10-0 lead to open the game. And never really looked back after that. Ole Miss made a little bit of a run, actually late in the first half, to sort of work themselves back into it. But the Commodores, very efficient offensively today, and did a great job in picking up their third consecutive win. And now they're back toward the middle of that group in the SEC East and back within striking distance of a couple of teams. And now they get a week off before having to play Tennessee. And it's a whole lot easier to sit on a week off with three wins in a row than had they lost today and had to sit on that for a number of days. So hopefully they'll have the opportunity to help maybe get George Drake, healthier. He did play today some, which was maybe a little bit of a surprise to us. We didn't know whether he would be able to play or not, but he was able to give a few minutes. And the Commodores with a very solid performance today as Coach Stallings joins us here in the locker room. And boy, Kevin, you had talked about these guys being nervous in some of these games. They sure didn't look nervous today in that first few minutes.
No, we came out and played today, Joe, and defensively in the first half is the best we played in a long time, and really proud of their effort. I thought that A.J. establishing himself as a dominant rebounder at the beginning of the game was huge because we didn't want them to start out with flurries on the boards because that's what they're so good at. And I thought A.J.'s presence from a rebounding perspective at the beginning of the game was just absolutely enormous for us.
You built as much as a 19-point lead. If there was a lull in the game today, it was that last few minutes of the first half for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went into a scoring drought. I think we were up 29-10, and then they outscored us 9-2 to close the half. And I was disappointed with that. I was really disappointed in the execution of our last possession of the first half. And I'd call a timeout, set up a play, and we had Tinsley open and threw a bad pass, hit him in the knee, and then we got off kilter. But we did. We hit a little bit of a lull there. And then in the second half, they started raining threes in on us. But at that point, they're desperate and it's late. Mm-hmm. I thought we did a good job for the most part all day of keeping them off balance, changing defenses back and forth.
A really balanced attack today and guys contributing. We had Lance out here a moment ago. He turned out to be a big factor in the second half, didn't he?
Lance was huge. I told the team at halftime that I didn't give our bench much of a chance in the first half. They're going to get more of a chance in the second half, and they needed to be productive. And Lance took it to heart and was balling out there. I mean, he played great. We need that kind of productivity, and they were in the zone, and we were struggling a little bit, boy, and he hit those two threes, and those were just huge.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner this afternoon over Ole Miss 71-61 as we continue with Coach Kevin Stallings. Kevin, almost 67% from the field in the second half. That's got to make you smile.
Well, it certainly does, Joe. There's a lot of things on this on this stat sheet that makes me smile, I thought we did a very good job of executing offense and being patient to get the right shot. We took a couple bad shots in the second half, but not many. I thought we became a little bit tentative at about the 2.5-minute mark when, you're kind of not sure whether to go or whether to hold up. We were good defensively. We were good offensively. We did a good job on the boards. I don't know if it was great. You look down, you say, well, we out-rebounded them, but they got a much higher percentage of offensive rebounds than we did. Now, they're going to because they're better at that than we are, but I was still very pleased. I thought we rebounded hard as a whole, and aside from not defending them as well in the second half, I was really pleased.
Fair to say there was a toughness to the team, not only mentally but physically today. I mean, they came out from the gate and sort of established that, I thought.
Well, we told them yesterday and told them today, and I told the down in the press room after the game, toughness is going to be a big part of this game because, first of all, we got a short turnaround time. We all know it. We can't deny it.
Right.
It is what it is, but you can't sit there and say, okay, well, I've got an excuse to be tired. Mm-hmm. You have to do what you have to do. And our guys responded. You know, we came out of the gate, as you said, and you know, hit them with the first couple of punches. And other than, like you said, the last couple of minutes of the first half, we really dominated the first half, really dominated it. And so I guess what I like, Joe, is we had a stretch in the second half of the Alabama game where we went from down 7 to up 12.
Right.
And then we had that stretch today where we got up 19 in the first half. So we're starting to put together stretches, which we had not done earlier in the season, to where we're the dominant team in the game. Now, we had done it against some lesser opponents, but I'm talking about against really good people.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling.
Now you get a week before Tennessee, and I wonder how the timing is for that.
Well, you know,
you can't do anything about it, but
you really can't. So you can't sit there and suffer paralysis by analysis and say, well, you know, maybe this is a bad time. We've won 3 in a row, and hey, it comes when it comes, and we've got to use this week to get better, and try to go over there. They're a very difficult team, very good team, very tough team for us to play. They got a lot of experience, a lot of physicality and athleticism. We're going to have to get it right and go over there and play a heck of a game.
Were you surprised George played today?
I was surprised George played, very surprised. He got hurt on the first cut, one of the first plays of practice on Wednesday, and he didn't practice yesterday, didn't even suit up.
Right.
And so I was very surprised, but they gave him some go-go juice before the game, I think made him feel better, and he really helped us in the second half.
He sure did. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Joe.
We'll have more after this.